Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God! Ah! I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey, and on today's episode, I'm very, very lucky because I get to interview Miss Fanny Burns. Now, Fanny Burns is the hostess of the Scream Aloud Scream Park in the New Forest in Hampshire, and I'm very excited to have a chat. We, of course, are going to talk all about Scream Aloud, talk about their new attractions, talk about what everyone might come to expect this Halloween season if you were to buy your tickets and go and check them out in October. Check out their website now. I'll link them in the show notes below. We've not had a chance to go and visit Scream Aloud before here at Scare Track, so I'm very excited to, fingers crossed, get there for this Halloween season. But because we've got Miss Fanny Burns on talking all about Scream Aloud, of course we need to talk about Miss Fanny Burns as well. She has stormed onto the UK haunt scene within the last few months and become very, very popular very, very quickly, and we thought let's make her feel right at home within the UK haunt scene by getting her on for a good old chin wag here on the Scare Track Podcast. So without further ado, I'm introducing to you the one, the only, Miss Fanny Burns.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi folks, and welcome back to this episode of Scare Track. Like I said in the intro, I am joined by the fabulous Miss Fanny Burns. How are you?
Hello, darling. I'm wonderful, darling. Thank you for having me, darling. Good to see you. Well, not see you, hear you, darling.
Well, yeah, you get to hear me. Yes, a huge thank you for coming on to the Scare Track Podcast. Of course, you are the hostess with the mostess at Scream Aloud, but you're also getting nice and popular over on the socials, so we thought we'd get you here on Scare Track so we can have a nice good chin wag.
Fabulous. Fanny does love the socials, darling. She loves to be on the socials, darling. Oh, yes. Find me everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, and what's that one? Facebook, darling. Yes. There we go. Find them all, darling.
Absolutely. Now, of course, you reside at Scream Aloud Scream Park in the New Forest, Hampshire. So we're going to talk a little bit about that first, but then we've got a few of our listeners sent in a few questions for you as well. Is that okay?
Ah, wonderful, darling. Yes, fabulous, darling.
Perfect.
Let's get on with it.
Fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about Scream Aloud first. Now, it's unfortunately an event that I'm yet to be able to visit. It is, fingers crossed, on my list this year to come down and check it out. But if anyone hasn't been to Scream Aloud before, how would you describe the kind of event it is?
Well, we're based in the New Forest, darling. In the woods, darling, where Fanny belongs. Oh, yes. We have three attractions, darling. Yes, three attractions. Oh, yes, we're very scary, very fun. And when you meet Fanny, darling, that's the biggest fright you'll get all night, darling.
And it's on the south coast. It's the south coast leading Halloween event. And this year, 2021, it's open from the 28th to the 31st of October. And like you say, you've got the three brand new attractions, live entertainment, live scare experience, food court, bar. You get to make a whole evening of it. So these new attractions, you've got Funhouse, Ward 13, and Nocturnal. So can you let us know anything about these brand new attractions?
Well, they're all new attractions this year, darling. All brand new for 2021. They were new last year, but we didn't open, obviously. But we don't talk about that. Anyway, so yes, you go into Funhouse first, darling. Oh, yes, Fanny does love the Funhouse, darling. There's all sorts of characters in there. And then after you leave there, well, you go straight into the Ward 13, darling. Oh, yes, we've got to escape Dr. Drange, darling. Dr. Drange from War 13. Yes, and then you go through on to the next one, darling, with no stopping with Fanny Doe. No, then you go on to a nocturnal, darling, deep in the woods, darling, of the New Forest. Ooh. Oh, yes, through the trees and the woods, darling. Who knows what might creep up on you, darling?
You never know, you never know. So, three attractions, and am I right in saying that now it's, like you say, it's Funhouse first, then Wood 13, then Nocturnal, so it's not lots of different queues, it's just one queue, and then you go through all three altogether, back to back?
Oh, yes, darling. It's free-flowing attraction, darling. You go into one, and you go all the way through to the end, darling. About 40 minutes, darling, but it could be take longer or a bit less time if you run, darling. If you see Fanny in there, you might be running from her.
Or they might be running towards you. You never know, Fanny.
Oh, Fanny loves the boys, darling. Bring on the boys and the girls.
So if we're going to make a visit to Scream Aloud Scream Park and obviously go through these three awesome new attractions, where might we actually find the Miss Fanny Burns?
Well, you'll find me on social media, darling. I am the social media princess, darling. Well, you can find me on Facebook, darling, at Miss Fanny Burns 69, darling. That's Miss Fanny Burns. Fanny is spelled F-A-N-N-I-E Burns 69, darling. Fanny's favourite number on Facebook, darling. And then you can find my other socials on there, the Twitter and the Instagram, darling.
Perfect.
Or you can find me on the Scream Aloud website, thescreamaloud.com, darling. How wonderful, the social media princess.
Absolutely, definitely. I'm sure it won't be long before we see you twerking on TikTok, I'm sure, as well.
Oh, she's not quite on the TikTok yet, darling. But you never know where you'll find Fanny coming out next, darling.
Absolutely, definitely. And whilst we're at... on the subject of Scream Aloud as well. It's not just those three attractions. They've got the bar, the food truck, and they've got the entertainment marquee as well, haven't they? What sort of things would we expect to see in the entertainment marquee?
Oh, you'll get all the Fanny, darling. Fanny's going to be everywhere in that marquee, darling. There'll be lots of attractions, darling, lots of actors, darling, and a few animals, maybe, darling. A few of the freaky animals from the attractions.
Ooh.
May escape out into the marquee, darling. Oh, yes, and you might be some of my family, darling. Yes, my brother, my long lost son, darling, Willie Burns. Oh yes, I don't know where he's been, darling, but you know, he might reappear in the marquee, darling. Yes. And then my nephew, darling. Oh, nephew Dickie, darling. He does run the pub, darling, so you might meet a few of the Burns family, darling. The Burns family.
I feel like we have to go prepared now to make sure we make a good impression on all your family.
Oh, yes, darling. I do like a good impression, darling. First impressions and all, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there you go, guys. Just a little, a few snippets there on what you can come to expect if you were to visit Scream Aloud this Halloween season. It's going into its, is it its sixth season now then, Fanny?
Yes, we are 6 years old this year, darling. Would have been seven, but last year, as we say, we don't talk about it. But yes, this is our sixth season, darling. So do come and visit Fanny at screamaloud.com, darling.
Perfect. Definitely, guys. Make sure you get your tickets there. And like Fanny said, let us know the website, but I'll put it in the show notes as well so you can check it out. Let's talk a little bit about Miss Fanny Burns as well. So first of all, a huge thank you for making that little promo video for us. And if anyone has seen...
Thank you, darling.
It was so
Fanny
good.
Does love it.
Absolutely, yeah. If any listeners are a fan of The Circle and you haven't yet checked it out, go over to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter or Snapchat, and the video's on there. Just search for Scare Track. It's a nice little promo video. There's an alert by The Circle. And did you watch The Circle, Fanny?
I did watch The Circle, darling. I don't like the new people in there, though. No, I prefer the celebrities, darling. Oh, yes, she loves the celebrities, and maybe Fanny Burns should be in there next year, darling.
Well, there we go. You never know. Miss Fanny Burns might be making a cameo on the celebrity version next year. So let's talk a little bit more about Fanny. Obviously, we've not yet met, but I'm very excited to do so.
Oh, darling, I've been in lockdown for a whole year, darling. Not been allowed out. They've locked me away in my basement, darling.
Oh, no.
But now I've found the internet, darling, so that is why I'm appearing on all the socials, darling.
I see. So they've literally just locked you up at the Scream Aloud Scream Park, not letting you out?
No, I'm down in the cellar, darling. Locked away, darling.
Oh, no.
Only to be seen on the Facebook Live every so often, darling.
Well, at least you can grace us with your presence on the socials, like we say. That's the saving grace here. You might be locked away, but they're going to let you out for October, surely.
Oh, we'll be out very soon, darling, when the old Bojo lets us, darling.
It's very true.
When Fanny will be out very soon, darling. Fanny comes out. Maybe a new show we could have. Fanny comes out.
I like
oh,
it.
Oh, wonderful, darling.
So we went over on our social media pages and asked if anyone had some lovely random questions for Miss Fanny Burns. And we had a few come through, had a few people send the same ones. So everyone who sent them in, thank you so, so much. But talking about you being locked up in the basement, Miss Fanny Burns, what would you say is the best lockdown activity?
Oh, well, it's been so long, darling. But I do enjoy waking up in the morning, darling, to Joe Wicks. Oh, yes, I did enjoy when he was on the telly. He does limber up Fanny very well, darling. She gets all very loose in the morning with Joe Wicks. And in the evening, sometimes, she does like a good quiz, darling. Oh. There's a lot of quizzes going on, but my favourite one is from Michael from Scaretour, darling. He does a wonderful quiz on a Friday night.
He does.
But he makes it very hard for Fanny, darling. She doesn't know the answers, a lot of them, but she does try. Oh, yes. Does enjoy the activities, darling. Oh, wonderful, darling.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're right. Yeah, I've done the Scaretour quiz many a times, and I think I've done every week, and I've only ever won it once. It's a hard
quiz. Always at the bottom, darling. Fanny's always like... comes last, darling.
Doesn't
like
it's that, all well. Most people like it when Fanny comes last. Anyway, next question.
Oh.
Miss Fanny Burns, what is your ideal first date?
Oh, well, my first date, darling. Well, as I told you, my nephew Dickie runs a little pub up the road, darling. Yes, so I would take you, darling, to visit his pub called Dirty Dick's, darling. Yes, Fanny does love the Dirty Dick's. They do good food there, darling. Wonderful food and wonderful drinks, darling. Oh, yes, I think that's where we shall spend our first date, darling. Is that an offer, darling? Are you taking Fanny on a date, darling?
Well, you never know. You never know. And once lockdown's over, we'll see how things go. You never know.
Oh, wonderful, darling.
And speaking of potentially, this could be a little bit of homework for me during our first date, but what's your favourite food or your favourite meal?
Well, you know, Fanny does love the meat, darling. She enjoys a good old sausage, darling. Yes, a good old German bratwurst sometimes. Ooh. Yes, well, actually, Fanny will accept any meat, darling. Any meat will do at the moment, you know, because they are trying to starve me in lockdown, darling. They said, Fanny, you need to lose some weight. And wow. I said, no, send me the meat, darling. Fanny wants the meat.
Fanny wants the meat. See, all I've been doing in lockdown is putting the weight on. So maybe they should lock me down in a cellar and I'll lose some weight.
Oh, would you like some Fanny meat, darling? Let's go around.
I'll answer that when I click stop recording.
Fabulous, darling. You're very naughty boy. Very naughty boy.
it's the way Miss Fanny Burns, just the effect you have on me, it seems.
It's the way Fanny gives it, darling. It is.
Next question, our penultimate question is, what's your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, embarrassing moment, darling. Well, you know, every time I go on the tractor at Screamalad, when I go around the park, darling, checking out the attractions, we've got a nice tractor. It's a very bumpy road, though, darling. Very bumpy grounds. Oh. And often, you know, I won't tell you what happens because it's very bumpy. Yes, but I do have to carry a wet floor sign, darling, with me. Every time I come out, I'm not sure why, they say, Fanny, make sure you carry that wet floor sign with you when you go on that bumpy tractor. It's a very bumpy ride. Yes, well, we don't go there, darling.
I can only imagine. So any customers going to Scream Aloud, steer away from the any tractors and watch your footing, definitely. And the last question sent in from our listeners, so again, thank you very much, everyone. What's your favourite choice of drink?
Well, you know, Fanny does love drinking, darling. That's all you can do in lockdown, isn't it, darling?
Of course.
Eat, drink, and, you know, well, I don't eat much, but there we go. Yes, well, I do like to sip sometimes on my favourite juice, darling. Yes, Fanny does love her juice. When she gets very dry, when she's talking too much, like now... she has to have a little sip on her juice, darling.
Right.
Just to lubricate herself, darling. Oh, yes. Let me just have a little sip now, darling, my juice. Hold the line, caller. Sure. Bear with. Oh, that's better, darling. Slip right down. Yes, anyway, I do like a good cocktail, darling. Fanny loves a good cocktail. Sometimes she likes the sex on the beach, darling.
Ooh.
And other times, maybe a cock-sucking cowboy, darling.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're wonderful, wonderful drinks, darling, those ones, yes. And I do like a shot as well. If you see me in the bar, darling, do buy me a shot. I do like a blowjob, darling, or a slippery nipple, darling. Oh, they're my favourite drinks, darling, yes.
Wow, there we go. Well, I hope everyone was listening there. If you're going to Scream Aloud, make sure you buy those special drinks for Miss Fanny Burns. So your plans on the run-up to Scream Aloud opening, now obviously you're open towards the end of October. I guess it's just waiting for Bojo to let you out so you guys can,
can Bojo, get everything ready. Come and let me out one day, darling. And then we can start, carry on building, darling. Yes, building the attraction. There's a lot of work to do, darling. But Fanny's very good with a chainsaw, yes.
I see.
Got to cut a few trees down, yes.
Excellent.
Very busy, darling. Long year ahead. Oh, yes.
Definitely a long year ahead. And fingers crossed, it's a lot more normal than last year. Did you miss it last year, Fanny?
Oh, I did miss it, darling. I missed my boys, darling. I often meet many boys and, you know, I keep thinking I might find a boyfriend through Scream Aloud. But, you know, it's just they just keep swiping left, darling. I keep saying, no, swipe right. They swipe left, darling. Oh, I'm very dirty, darling. But we never know. This year, maybe Fanny's year, darling. You know, first dates and all that.
Maybe that could be another program you could go on, the first dates program. I think we'd like to see Fanny Burns on that.
Oh, no, that's before the watershed, isn't it, darling?
Oh, it is, true.
Can't be showing the children, darling. She's at our Sony, darling.
Good point. Maybe Naked Attraction instead.
Oh, you cheeky boy, darling. You do make Fanny laugh, darling. But you never know where Fanny might pop up next time, darling, you know. Got a few projects in line, darling, on the social media.
Perfect. So, yes, everyone listening now, make sure you're following so you keep up to date with Fanny. I think that brings us to the perfect conclusion then, Fanny. Thank you so, so much for coming onto Scare Track.
Thank you very much, darling. It's been wonderful, darling. Speak to people. I do like the questions, you know. So do feel free to message me on my Facebook, darling. Ask me the questions for the next go live, darling. Fanny live. Who knows when she might next pop up, darling.
Absolutely, guys. Get following Fanny Burns. Fanny, thank you so, so much. And we will see you very soon.
Thank you very much, darling. We'll speak to you soon, darling. I'll see you in October, darling.
Bye-bye.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scare Track podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared!
So there we go, folks. First of all, a huge thank you to Miss Fanny Burns for coming on to the Scare Track podcast. Really, really do appreciate it. Everyone, go and follow her now. She's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We'll put the links in the show notes below. Also, check out the Scream Aloud website too, guys. www.screamaloud.com. Fingers crossed I can get there this Halloween season. Really looking forward to seeing what the guys are doing down at Scream Aloud. Now, that brings us almost to the end of this episode. But before we go, just a quick reminder. This Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, so it's 8 p.m. I think in UK time, we are going to be on the round table for the COVID panel discussion on Fear Expo. It's a brand new online haunt convention, fearexpo.com. So guys, if you run a haunt, if you're involved in the haunted industry in any way, shape or form, go to fearexpo.com, register now, and you can check out all these awesome online seminars this Friday. So Friday the 19th, Saturday the 20th, and Sunday the 21st. Can't wait. A little bit nervous, but I'm really looking forward to discussing what the UK did last Halloween season. Of course, it was very different to usual, but we had a select amount of haunts that opened up very safely, very securely, did an absolutely fantastic job. So I'm honoured and privileged and very humbled to be asked by Spencer to come onto the Fear Expo COVID roundtable discussion to talk all about what we did here in the UK. Obviously, I've spoke to a few of the haunts involved as well. They've given me a little bit of their behind the scenes stuff, so I know what kind of procedures they had to put in place. And of course, I've seen it from a customer's point of view as well. So really excited to get onto Fear Expo this Friday. So that brings us to the end of this episode. A huge thank you for listening, and let's get scared.